Good morning, all of you. It is 1st November 2020. We celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It is the feast day for all of us, and I wish you all blessings and feast day celebrations to all. The readings are from Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 to 4, again 9 to 14. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 to 3 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to 12. There is no excuse for anyone to be exempted being saint. It is not too late for anyone to be a saint. We all can bring out God and that godly love to anyone. One day, one boy told the family that he wanted to meet God. So he packed his things early morning and set on a journey. And he went there, reached a nearby park where he found an old lady was sitting and feeding birds. So he sat near her, looking at her without talking anything, and he was spending time. Then he became tired, so he took a biscuit packet and started to eat and showed the packet nearby to the old lady, and she gave a big smile and received the packet of biscuits, and both did not talk to each other. Afternoon came. He took a bar of chocolate and he ate the chocolate and he shared with her too. She gave once again a good broad smile. And they were sitting there. She was feeding the birds and he was watching and looking at her. Evening came. He took a soft drink. As he was drinking, he shared with her a soft drink. This time, with a big broad smile, she received it. Both did not talk to each other. At the end of the day, the boy went home, and when he went, Mama asked, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "Mom, I had lunch with God." And before she would ask another question, he said, "You know, I never knew that God was old, and I never felt such a exuberant smile." At the other end, the old lady went home. People asked her, "Why you are so happy?" She said, "I had lunch with God." Then she said, "I never knew God was so young and handsome." Seeing God in others and reflecting God to others is what sainthood is all about. We are all called to be saints. Saint Augustine beautifully puts it, "If she and he can become a saint, why can't I?" There is no saint without a past, no sinner without a future, Saint Augustine tells us. It is a feast day for all of us because we have this inherent yearning to be a better person. This feast invites to strengthen and obtain the intercession of our communion of saints. It is a fraternal growth and communion with the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a spiritual communion, not mere a few devotion, piety. It is not only those who are remembered by the church, but all those who are still living among us and forgotten by us, still radiating Christ by their lives. We are all called to participate in God's holiness. We are all pilgrims just passing by in this world. Hence, we are in the world not of the world. By rediscovering ourselves daily, focusing our entire being towards heaven is the call to holiness. It is through our constant and consistent prayers we are strengthened in the communion of saints. The spiritual bonding with the saints, especially our patron saints, allows us to pray to God through powerful intercessions. And the saints too pray for us and bring us closer to God through their virtuous and holy life. To be saints is not a privilege for the few, but a vocation for everyone, tells Pope Francis. Martyrdom of a person for faith, the miracles attributed to the person, and the heroic virtues of the person are approved by the Church for sainthood. The book of Revelation in the first reading tells us, sun and scorching wind will never plague them, because the Lamb who is at the heart of the throne will be their shepherd, will guide them to spring of living water, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7 verse 16 to 17. It is a celebration of being grateful for the lives of some ordinary men and women who lived and contributed so extraordinarily by their lives. Saints are the pure wheat of Christ. John chapter 12 verse 24. Who do we call saint? A person who is happy and allowing and helping others to be happy is the saint, without any pretension, prejudice whatsoever. In 1837, Pope Gregory the IV allowed this feast to be observed in the church. This feast began as a feast of all martyrs during 4th century. In the 2nd century, the names of the saints started to be included in the liturgical calendars as well. Our Blessed Mother Mary, the apostles and the martyrs are always venerated so dearly by the church. We are all called closely united in prayers with the saints during the Eucharist. Saint Irenaeus tells us, fully human is fully divine. A person who goes all out to render the best for the others has mastered being charitable to oneself. A person who goes after the lost and the last one in the family, community, is a living saint. Luke chapter 15, 4. It is the day we remember all the saintly persons who are forgotten, not celebrated individually during the year. There are innumerable examples of inspiring and soul-stirring lives in front of us to emulate, imitate, and be inspired, and to seek their prayers and intercessions. Do you know your saint? Do you know your patron saint? How often you approach to get their guidance and intercessions? Who is your favorite saint or your life so far? How many saints' lives have you read? Do we know our saints profoundly and be inspired by their lives daily? Spiritual reading updates and alters our lives, especially if a life of a saint is what we read as a spiritual reading. There are 9 types of angels, such as seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominion, virtues, powers, principalities, archangel, guardian angel, and the 10th one is the saints. Even among the saints, we have the martyrs, the monks, the contemplatives, commentators, prophets, and the teachers, caretakers, peacemakers, the merciful, and the preachers. We all have a saint to intercede and to an angel to accompany us. Sainthood is a status and a statement of one's life to the rest of the humanity. We are reminded that everyone can be saints. The turbulence of life cannot alter this power to be a saint. The gospel chosen for today's feast gives us 8 ways of happiness. In the older version, it started, blessed are those. What is blessed means? Blessed means happiness. fortunate. So being a saint means being happy. A person who is happy is a saint. It is not avoiding evil alone, but thinking and doing good is what contributes to saintly life. The gospel gives us 8 ways to be happy: the poor in spirit, the gentle, the comforter, the just, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemaker, and the persecuted. You can choose any one of them so that you may be able to emulate something for the people who really can have from our life. Being a saint means to make others to experience God in us. Holiness never gets outdated, tells Pope Benedict XVI. To be holy is so personal yet universal. God's love displayed with its intensity in and through a person by their holiness. The moment we step out of our comfort zone, God steps into our uncomfortable zones. Copy me, my brothers and sisters, as I copy Christ himself, tells St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. May the Lord kindly bless each one of us to realize our potentialities and inherent earning to be the saints, to make this world a better place to live in. Have a lovely day. God bless you.